This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is The Bigger Picture and I'm Charlie Morgan. Brinda Kania is a very unique young lady. At the tender age of 19, she is the sole successful Malaysian applicant to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology this year. Today, I'm catching up with Brinda to find out why she chose MIT, how she managed to survive the rigorous application process, and what her hopes are for the exciting years to come. Brinda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Brinda, tell me, have you always been drawn to science and technology?
Yeah, I've always liked science. I mean, ever since I was a kid, science is, it's the world around us. So, yeah, I've always been drawn to it. I've also been drawn to other things, but yeah.
So why did you decide to go to MIT for this particular undergraduate? Can you tell us a bit about the program that you're going to do?
Okay, it's really exciting. The program is interesting because you don't have to decide. So when I'm applying for MIT, I'm applying for a major in the science program. But the thing is, in my first year at MIT, I have the chance to explore whatever I want to take. So I get to try out music, if I want economics, politics, whatever I want to, I get to try it. And then like in the end of my second year, that's when I decide.
Okay.
Yeah, so I may not be doing sciences, I may be. So yeah, I'm zooming in on the science project, on the science program.
Okay, when do you feel like you first started becoming really interested in science?
I guess around my secondary school years, that's when I took science in Form 1, Form 2, Form 3. Yeah, so the subject was my favourite, yeah, compared to the arts.
Okay, and what kind of role did your teachers play in making you excited about science?
Teachers, well, I really enjoyed my science classes when I was in college because that's when we had like really good functioning labs, and the best thing the teachers could tell us to do was to just have fun there and just leave us alone in the lab. Yeah, that's when we could just like play around with stuff, and yeah, we were free.
So can you just tell me, do you think that in your case, is science more of a, like an academic pursuit, or do you think it's more of a hobby?
Definitely more of a hobby. I think science is quite fun. It was a hobby. It was something that I had fun with, I enjoyed.
Do you think it's quite rare for young people to be drawn to science as a hobby or as a fun?
Well, we're surrounded by science, and I think ever since you're a kid, you will be excited to figure out why things happen, why phenomenon happen. I mean, that's science essentially. But a lot of kids may be distracted like, by like the malls and and gadgets these days. Yeah, but it's all science in the end. You know, whether it's computer games. Yeah, so I think science surrounds us.
As for you, are you one of the only girls that you know who's pursuing, you know, a further education in science?
No way. A lot of my friends who are girls are pursuing it as well. A lot of them are going to biomed and chemical engineering. Yeah, so definitely. Yeah.
So you definitely feel women are taking more place in the scientific sphere these days?
Right now, yeah.
And have you always felt like your secondary school education kind of helped girls achieve that, or was there ever a kind of imbalance in your classes between boys and girls?
An imbalance? Maybe a little. The boys normally gravitate more to engineering, and the girls, a lot of them, gravitate to law, which is a fine subject. But the secondary school science syllabus was great, I think, because the books are really comprehensive. And even now, like when I was doing my A-levels, I still referred to them. So yeah, the secondary school system, the books were good, really good, yeah.
Okay.
We went very in-depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess it boils down to interest, whether or not girls enjoy sciences. But I don't think there's anything that says right now to those in like Malaysia that, oh no, you can't take the sciences.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about applying to MIT. First of all, how does it feel to be the only Malaysian this year to get into MIT?
It feels good to get into MIT. I mean, it's a dream come true. Yeah, it's really exciting. Like, I mean, it's always been a dream of mine, and like, it's so worth it once you get the offer. Like, I had to read the offer a few times just to make sure I wasn't dreaming. I was like, is it for real? But at the same time, a lot of my other friends, they also applied to MIT. They didn't get in, but they got into some fantastic universities. They got into NUS, Imperial, UCL. So I mean, we're all very excited about, yeah, moving on. Yeah.
So would you say that MIT has always been a dream of yours?
Yeah, since I was, because my parents have been telling me about it. They used to tell me about it when I was younger. though.
How young did they start telling you about MIT?
Probably in secondary school, because, you know, we've heard and I've watched, like, you know, TV, the movie 21. It was about MIT as well. It wasn't an aim of mine or anything, but I knew that a place that seemed really cool existed. So, yeah.
And did you apply to other places?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where else did you apply?
I applied to a few more universities in America and a few in the UK. Mm-hmm. In America, you know, there are the Ivy Leagues, and there are some which are regular. Not regular, but they're good. I mean, the rankings are a bit lower, so I applied to a range of them. Mm-hmm. And in the same goes for the UK. Yeah, so I applied to a few. Now I just had to pick. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just picked MIT. I just committed like 2 weeks back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get in, all the offers come in, then you can decide.
Did you feel like as soon as you got that approval from MIT that the rest just didn't matter anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, I can just chill right now.
So it was like, just a dream come true.
Yeah. Like, my friends were all, like, waiting for all the other universities to come in, the decisions. And I was like, okay, I'm done, you know.
That's amazing. Tell us about the application process. I mean, what did you have to do?
The process is actually, it's quite simple. The requirement is you need to take your SATs. Mm-hmm. And it's an exam that both Americans take it and internationals take it as well. So you want to do well in that, because like right now, being in MIT, being part of the class of the MIT class, I've got seniors telling us, welcome to hell, because the academics are going to be quite tough there. So you want to, you know, you want to make sure that you do well in your SATs, because that's the one way you can show them that you've got what it takes to handle the academics. So once you've got your results, you start applying, and it's basically you have to talk about yourself, to write about your experiences and yourself in like in a form. So you've got your SATs, you send in your essays, and you also go for an interview. And after that, it's up to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think made you stand out in your application?
I really don't know. It's like, because everybody is so diverse in my class. Like, it's just insane. You've got people from all walks of life. From, like, you've got musicians, you've got techies. So it's just insane. So I really don't know what made me stand out. But, and that has been the question on the Facebook group. We've got a group on Facebook where the admits for the class of 2017, that's when we graduate, we are all connected to each other. So the question is, what was the one thing that got you there? And everyone is saying it's luck. Yeah, because nobody can believe it, you know. Yeah. Everyone is just, it's luck. That's the one thing.
If you could summarize what your main argument was in your application letter, what would you say it was? What was that driving force behind your desire to get into MIT?
The driving force? I guess it's a passion to just understand the world around me, which is essentially the passion for science, I guess. Yeah.
Is there any particular field of science that you're most drawn to?
I enjoy astronomy. Okay. At the same time, I also like engineering. I'm looking at mechanical engineering. Yeah. Biology is very cool as well. And that's the one subject that I can just get without trying to like study for it. Like biology, it just connects to me somehow. Yeah. So there are a few fields that I'm excited about. Not chemical engineering though.
So how have you taken what you've been learning in the classroom and, you know, converted that into your extracurricular? Have you been practicing science outside of class?
Not really. Yeah, extracurriculars were just my hobbies, things that I enjoyed. Like, I especially like music, so I pursued that, and I took lessons and all. So, yeah, extracurriculars was about chilling, actually, but taking a break from studies.
Yeah. So what are the main things that you do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I love reading. Mm-hmm. I'm like a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. You either hate it or you love it. Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of them. I like to watch movies. I like sports. I play a bit of tennis. Yeah, that was my free time hobbies. I like playing the piano as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're very well-rounded.
Yeah, maybe.
In that sense. Do you think you're going
boring?
Do you think you're going to be able to settle on just one thing when it comes to choosing your major?
I think so. I have no idea actually. I might have to go there and see. I might go for like two subjects, maybe do a major minor, cause I'm mostly looking at engineering now. Yeah, so engineering and the sciences.
That's great. Can you tell me what kind of role your family played in getting you through the application process?
Well, the application process is actually just a small part. They definitely encouraged me to apply. I mean, because I initially was hesitant on applying because the admission rates are so low for internationals. It's just 3%. So they were very encouraging. They were saying, just go for it. You know, you never know. So they were very encouraging in that sense. But the whole application is actually, the process itself is a small part of the whole application, because I think it's the person as a whole that makes a successful application, and I have my parents to thank for that. I am who I am because of them. I'm really grateful for them for like the sacrifices they made to give my sister and I like opportunities that they didn't have. So yeah, so, and for what I stand for is also probably because of them, principals and all. And they also kept us up from the mall, so that's great. That's the one thing.
Since your family ties are so strong, uh-huh. How do you think you're going to be able to cope with living away from home?
I know. It's going to be a bit tough, I think. Yeah, it's 4 years away. Yeah, and the flight's like 24 hours long, so it's very far. But I guess I've just got to, you know, make friends and let that be my support system in America. Yeah.
Do you think it's a necessary part of growing up to move away from home?
I think it is, just for independence. You know, you need to make your own mistakes and to learn from them, and to, well, it's time that, you know, it's time to discover yourself. You know, you're free from anyone. It's just you, yourself, and it's your time to like grow. So I think, yeah, well, it'd be nice to have them nearby.
All right. Well, what do you imagine yourself to be doing in the years to come?
Right, years to come. I really don't know what's going to happen because I still haven't decided on my major yet. But, well, right now I'm just looking at, like, the next few months and prepping myself for MIT, like, shopping, basically. Right now, yeah, I just want to focus on making the most that I can from the 4 years there, and we'll see where that takes me. Eventually, I like to retire by the beach.
And do you have any words of wisdom for other hopeful applicants?
You know, it can be quite stressful studying, you know, when you're in your SPM. You've got 10 subjects to take, and after that, it's the whole process can be quite stressful. Application can also be stressful, because if I had tons of essays to write, because when you apply to more than one university, each university has their own set of requirements. So the whole process can be stressful, so just take it easy. That's the best thing I can say. And the one thing you need to have is balance. So you want to have a balance between your studies and chilling time. Just strike a balance. Yeah, and take it easy.
So when do you set off?
In August.
What are your plans until then?
The plans are to enjoy Malaysia as much as I can. Like, yeah, travel a little bit. I'm just going to, like, savor the moment, savor the next 3 months, yeah, before I leave. Yeah.
All right, well, Brinda, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank
with
you.
With everything you do, I hope it's a very successful experience for you.
All right, thanks.
Brinda Kania, the sole successful applicant for MIT's undergraduate admissions this year, on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.